You're listening to Goons, Games, and Gear, the sexiest gaming podcast in the world.
We're here. It's time. It's podcasting time. I'm your host, Derek. There's another Derek. There's a Rob. There's a George. Everyone's here. Let me get the four person on. Oh, there we go. All four of them. Everyone's here. That's right. We're very lucky to have Derek because his power literally went out and he has a generator, which is kind of
cool. We're on the generator now, so we're all good. Woo! Hey, look, guys, can't stop me, Mother Nature.
If that's a thing, there might be a chance that I just cut out. I'm not that far from him.
We can live with that. So, as was it,
I know.
Okay, man. Yeah, that's crazy, dude. You should we should all get generators. In fact, everyone donate to us about Derek, how much your generator cost?
I think thousands.
Okay, thousands of dollars.
Thousands.
This is the look.
Wait, hold on. Hundreds of thousands, I think. Please donate hundreds of thousands.
Look, I don't know.
Settle for a bag of firewood.
Bag of firewood.
Yeah, bag of firewood.
Going once, going twice, sold. All right.
You know those places that have firewood selling outside? It's like, take it and just pay us inside. Have you ever thought of just taking it and not paying?
Right.
I watched that. I mean, it wasn't with firewood, but it was with ice. I watched it happen right in front of me.
Really?
Huh. Yeah. I didn't say anything because it wasn't my business.
Wait, was it where we used to work?
No.
I was going to say that's well deserved. But if someone could get into the ice locker where we worked and just took it and walked away.
Right. They earned it. They earned their keep.
Yeah, exactly.
They got one over on old Joe.
That we know of. They seen the newspapers like
man murdered for stealing ice. Quote, literal frozen water. Interesting.
I can't believe they've done this. Okay, so we're here. We got stuff to talk about. Guys, this is huge. There's more layoffs. That's right.
I know. I'm so excited.
There are. Everywhere.
This is actually insane. Just in general.
Yeah, like this first article the first article we had was that Sony did like 900 layoffs. Then it was EA also has like 600 layoffs going on. George, who is the other one that you were telling me about?
Supermassive Games.
Supermassive also. Games is laying off people. They're the guys who did Until Dawn and like the Man of Medan and all those like kinds of horror games. And then I think someone else also had layoffs today. So literally like four big studios had layoffs today. And my question is why? What is going on in the gaming world?
There's actually no excuse for EA. And I say that because they literally make multi-billions from their mobile, like from mobile division and from like their microtransactions in their sports games. They make so much money from those. It makes zero sense that they lay people off. Sony, I'm not sure if they had a bad year or something, but
I don't see why they would have had a bad year when Spider-Man 2, I think it was just so insane.
Okay, guys, you want to hear my conspiracy theory on this? I think I really do think this at this point. I think all these companies are like, hey, everyone else is laying off their workforce. So if we do it, then people aren't going to be like, oh, I can't believe you did this. It's going to be, why is everyone doing this? So they won't take all the public backlash, but instead are going to just like take a little when there's the big picture of everyone. That's my
idea. I just sent an article of a list of all of the layoffs in the gaming industry for just this year. So January and, you know, today is like the end of February, basically. The list is absolutely insane. 44 companies have laid off employees this year in the gaming industry. Biggest being Microsoft at 1900 and then Unity at 1800. And then I think Sony's third.
Twitch laid off like 500 people.
Twitch is like dying and we just don't know why. I don't know.
I think called Wemo Games just got completely shut down.
Well, I've never heard of them, so I mean, rest in peace.
I have a world lost 70 people.
I also have another article pulled up, and it's talking about the video game industry and layoffs from 2022. So roughly 8,500 video game industry workers were laid off in 2022 because of COVID, according to like a layoff tracker created by some dude. Farhan Noor, I guess. That number jumped to 10,500 in 2023. Layoffs in 2024 are currently outpacing those numbers, with more than 6,000 people laid off from their video game industry jobs just 90 days into the year. So we're almost 3 months in to 2024, and we already have 6,000 total people laid off in the video game industry.
What's crazy to me is that they have Discord in this list. Like, why? I mean, are they really a gaming company? They don't sell games.
I guess so. Right,
like,
right.
You know, like, okay.
It's weird that Discord laid off people, though, too, right? Like, I don't know. I feel like Discord is used by, everybody
they're
at this point.
Their whole thing was, or all the companies are, they're crying, basically. We hired too many in COVID, and now that we don't need as many people, we got to, like, trim the fat so we can survive. Which,
right.
I mean, again, my conspiracy theory is that now they're just doing it because, you know, why not if everyone else is doing it? Almost like a sick
trend mentality. It's right. Like they're doing it, so it's okay for us to do it.
Right. That's like my tinfoil hat theory. So,
what's crazy too is that, like,
I'm in
Riot laid off a bunch of people. Twitch laid off a bunch of people. Some other, like, it's just nuts, dude. Like, why?
Really hitting hard, huh?
Hey, you know what's insane? The only people not laying off is Nintendo. There was that one year, what's his name, took like a salary cut just to keep people on.
He halved
his salary, and I'm like, oh my god, like, damn, good on Nintendo, right? Like,
that's truly their work culture. Like, it's actual honorable slash dishonorable.
You deserve to be here. You've earned your place. You stay. Well,
they took full responsibility. They're like, we failed the company. It's on us, not the developers. Therefore, you know. It was the Wii U, which, again, looking back, I still say the Wii U is one of the best consoles ever made. I will fight to the death on that one. But yeah, that was honorable. But yeah, I mean, like, EA, you're going to tell me that the CEO couldn't take a price cut? A pay cut?
Right. He's just as bad as Bobby Kotick or whatever. Like, come on, dude.
It's not that he can't, it's that he won't.
Right, 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 right.
Isn't that also why he's stepping down?
EA guy? I think he is, isn't he?
No, Bobby with Microsoft. Activision. Yeah.
So he's stepping down too, because Phil was like, no, we don't need you anymore. Get out of here. I'm in charge now. Yeah.
Stop touching people.
Leave. He said, you know what? You had your fun with the Cosby room. Get out of here.
Really, though? Yeah. Seriously, that's basically what happened. So in terms of Sony, though, which is really what we kind of try to focus the article on, they completely, so this is the worst part. Besides the fact that it affects 9,000 people, which is 8% of the global workforce. Oh, what did I say? 800? Sorry. 900. Jim Ryan, who's stepping down, he was at the London studio 5 days ago and took like a group picture with everyone as a goodbye. And now they're just shutting down
the London studio.
Like, yeah, but that's a dick move.
That's like that episode of The Office where they have the community. What is it? It's like the family picnic or whatever, the company picnic. And then they announce that they're closing the Buffalo branch or whatever.
Right. It's messed up. I respect it, Ryan, but now I respect it less because there's no way he didn't know. There's no way that decision was made after the, you know, it's like, no, you know, knew. What's up?
While I think about it, wasn't there like a big push to like unionize in the gaming industry?
Yeah, Rob,
I feel like I was hearing some kind of news about that.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, my conspiracy theory is that some of this, not only is COVID being used as an excuse, but I feel like it's to kind of trim the chaff off that are trying to unionize.
Ooh, Rob with the tinfoil hat theory? I like it. I mean, I can totally see that. I could definitely see that.
Yeah, the incentive in the world to try and crush unions, because God forbid working class people fight for better treatment.
Right. Wait, hold on. Rob, are you implying that developers don't like working stupid amount of overtime hours, forced
bad developers working conditions? Would like to avoid crunch or be fairly compensated for said crunch? Oh, of course I do.
Rob, that is ridiculous.
Yeah. Okay. Sometimes Rob just pisses me off with these outlandish statements.
Yeah, and sometimes you're really cute.
Damn.
Yeah, I mean, so last year, according to this article, it looks like they like actually were talking about like unionizing and stuff. And yeah, I mean, it could be a like underlying reason that they can't say actually is an actual reason for legal reasons. But
I think the only company here that had a real reason to lay off was Bungie. Like,
right.
Yeah,
just dying. They started burying the like employees.
It's COVID related, right? No, it's definitely not.
Disaster that is. You know what? My public service announcement once again, if you've still played Destiny 2 or have, you're a victim.
Yeah, the Stockholm syndrome. So editor, put the support number on the screen. It's 1-800 got bunged.
Do you or a loved one need help?
You or a loved one buy silver from the years 2012 to 2021? If so, you may be entitled to legal compensation.
Did we ever end up covering, while we're on the topic of major layoffs, did we ever cover that Microsoft axed like 1,900 staff from their video game
workforce? Yeah. Me and Derek did, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, 1,900 right after acquiring or paying $69 billion for Activision Blizzard.
Well, so, just to clarify, though, They're arguing against that by saying they already planned on these layoffs before this merger, like Activision Blizzard as an entity.
Right. I'm not saying it's right, but
it
makes sense. Right. They're like getting rid of these like crossover positions from like Activision and Microsoft like equally. But then they're actually getting legal trouble because then the FTC was like, well, no, you can't fire these people because if we reverse this acquisition, like they have to be employed still. So right, it's so, like there. I don't know if the layoffs are like actually happening. What's going on? But
yeah. So like I said, that's the new fight now. They're basically fighting the FTC. The FTC says, "Hey, you just laid off people. You said nothing was going to change," and they're like, "Nothing did change." The Activision Blizzard literally said before we were merging them in their internal documents that they were going to lay off X amount of people. So, who you believe? Let us know in the comments. You know who I believe? Santa.
Krampus.
Okay, well,
Jack Frost,
that's a good choice.
That is a good choice.
Yeah, you know, I not that we have the time, but if I went through this list, I'd try and pick out which one to actually like needed to lay off people, like Bungie, you know. But again, that's by malfeasance, right, or stupidity, I guess, right? Or just making terrible decisions.
It's just a dying game, unfortunately. That's what happens when a company devotes to one game and it starts to go downhill.
Quick side note.
Literally, the game can't keep up with things anymore. They're just getting more and more ambitious, and this game engine that was made like almost 10 years ago at this point.
I just want to clarify here. We do have a question, but we're going to have a question section at the very end of this. So keep in touch. Everyone who's listening, to stay around and we'll answer the questions that you have them. So, it was like unrelated. So I'm like, I want to answer what he's asking. So layoffs bad. Sony sucks. In terms of laying them off and that dick move. I mean, they're only 2 months in. I'm very curious what we're gonna see next because already the two big Xbox and Sony are a hit. Like, how much worse can it get?
Right.
So.
And the monkey paw curls a finger.
Oh no. All right. Well, now we're on to our next subject. EA, which I already talked about in terms of. You know, they're doing their own layoffs, which is really stupid. I guess this article me and Derek know more about, but they're going back to their roots, which is awesome. I love this, that they are finally going. OK, so they realized 2024 launch was a disaster and they're like, OK, guys, we need to go back to our roots. We need to do destruction stuff, which is like what they should have started with in the first place. 64 player matches, which I'm about to rant for in a second. The return of its four-player class system, which they desperately need back, overall destruction systems, which apparently is going to be launching in, like, 2025. Here's the issue. Why are we going to 64? Why can't we have fun things? We finally got a PC has always had a 128 versus 128. It was, like, massive. Right. The Series X and PS5 finally got that. But then people were, like, just, like, I guess they said it was too chaotic. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's war. What more do you want?
That's the whole point of it. Right.
So they removed the 128 versus part. They removed it. So now it's only 64 versus 64. And now EA is like, yeah, we're going to go back to our roots and do 64 player matches. Just give me the option. Maybe just don't make it suck. I don't know. But it pisses me off and it makes me sad because Battlefield's actually one of my favorite, like, it's one of my favorite, like, experiences. But they also announced that they're going to have, like, a Battle Royale mode for it. I know you guys don't like Battle Royale, like, for maybe Derek for a little bit, but Battlefield 5 had this amazing...
It was a banger, dude. Yeah, it was awesome. Couple of times we got to play it, I had so much fun. Like, it blew Warzone out of the water, for me at least. Like, I thought Battlefield, like, just was a perfect fit for the Battle Royale, like, system. And then they just, like, got rid of it. It had this really cool, like, ring system, too, where everything was getting, like, firebombed because it was set in the World War II era. It works. And all the vehicles were cool. The weapons and, like, sniping in Battlefield is just, like, it's just meant to be, right? Like, I don't know. I think it's perfect. And it was, like, so confusing why 2042 didn't have a Battle Royale, which, like, everything has it now at this point, right?
I'm gonna make the multi-million dollar decision for them and say, just make the next game Battlefield Vietnam. Just do it. You will get so much money.
Here you go, EA. Big brain. Bad Company 3. Vietnam DLC again. The Apache helicopters. The Creedence Clearwater Revival. I dream of going back to those days because that's where the pure joy was in my life.
I still wake up in sweats. Like, my girlfriend's like, what's wrong? It's like, I was losing point B on the Vietnam map. I let my teammate down. Like, <Come on. laughs> I didn't res my teammate. One of my favorite moments, I was playing with a friend, Brandon, not the one, we went to high school with him, but not the one that's in our friend group.
Right.
And like, we were this section was getting firebombed and he's like, I gotta go back for our teammate. I'm like, there's no time, man. We gotta go get the next point. Like,
right? It was just so cool. Oh my god, it was so good,
dude. That was classic. Rob, do you have like a do you have like a game like that you just like think of like amazing memories with that isn't Warframe? I only asked Rob because George seemed like you were.
What? That wasn't very nice.
What are you talking about? What'd I say?
Why are you going to slam me on Warframe? That was good times.
Oh. That's fair.
Like, dude, it's just Space Ninja Dynasty Warriors, and it just... it's so good.
George, what's your fond memory? Do you have, like, a Battlefield? Like, ours with, like, classic memories, anything like that for games? You're older than us. You're, like, 84.
Are, like, just BRs or just games in general?
I guess really, like... You think back, like, damn, those are really the best times, and I didn't know it.
Honestly, my time playing Black Ops 2.
Fair.
I was more of a Infinity Ward fan at the time, so, like, I loved Modern Warfare 2 until I realized how stupid the game was and how broken and... You get into one hacked lobby and now everything's unlocked and yeah, cool, but I like to earn my progressions. But I didn't realize I had as much fun playing Black Ops 2 as I did when I started recalling back. And I'm like, you know what? It was probably one of the best Call of Duties that I've ever played. Every time I went on, whether I was getting like absolutely destroyed or I was like stomping the enemy team, it was just fun. I don't recall raging. I don't recall like getting into those flame wars and stuff. Like it was just a genuinely good time on Black Ops 2. And Who I knows? Think that's the, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. What were you saying? No. It was like your best time. Oh, dude. Derek, was it Black Ops 1 or 2 when you got the most intense tomahawk?
Black Ops 1. Okay. I was thinking that. He said 2, and I was like, I pictured that moment in my head.
Just like, for all new viewers, I was there to witness it. I wouldn't believe it if I wasn't there, but there's this, you know, helicopter that's just raining hell on us in Black Ops 2, or 1, and Derek throws his perfect tomahawk that somehow lands on the rotor, and it keeps on hitting it infinitely until it destroys. Made no sense. I'm like, oh my god!
Yeah, it was so much fun. That like 360 era of multiplayer games from like Modern Warfare 2, like the original, to like Black Ops 2, Company 2, Battlefield 3 and 4. Oh my god. Like, I don't know. That was like the glory days of multiplayer.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Derek also lost his virginity that night. It was to me. But, you know, it was a real war.
I threw the tomahawk and I was like, now I'm throwing my balls. And here they come.
And Derek caught them expertly.
Yeah, exactly.
But to like circle back just for a second, because I know you said you and Derek like really enjoy BRs, but you don't think Rob and I enjoy them as much. I can't speak for Rob, but I definitely enjoy playing BRs when I have like a squad to play with. Like, I'm not going to sit there and play.
No, I get it.
But there isn't like a BR aside from PUBG. PUBG is one that I've never actually touched. I've played quite a few. Like
Fortnite.
When Warzone came out, I have played Fortnite. I've played Apex. I actually used to play Apex with my kid.
My Hero Academia Battle Royale.
There.
I downloaded it to play with you two, and you guys never invited me. It's on my PC.
I think we only played that first night, and then we're just like,
I mean, it wasn't anything special, but.
But yeah, I even got that. What is it? I'm sorry, I'm looking at my desktop right real quick to find it.
Ace there Attorney, was another one, lawyers,
superhuman. Like that superhuman, one.
Oh, the wrestler one. Where it was
no. Makers?
Oh, I forgot about that one.
No, it's a first person shooter, but each class has like different abilities and stuff. So you have like preferred weapons that you use.
The finals.
Hold on, let me actually pull up Steam.
George is looking up. Marshall Tarvey says, for in terms of like happy gaming memories, my oldest one would have to be discovering the Pokemon series, because before this it was Angry Birds and Plants vs. Zombies.
Plants vs. Zombies though. That was something I played religiously on my iPod Touch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, remember that? iPod Touch.
All right, Grandpa, let's get you to bed.
Boomer!
In my day, iPod didn't have touch screens.
Boomer! Shame! Shame!
The game was called Super People 2.
Wow. Electric Boogaloo.
I played that for a bit with a couple other friends of mine. I played VR.
Who just shit in the mic? Oh my god.
George, you hear that?
No, I hear it all the time. Like, I think I need to replace the wires.
Stinky. Stinky alert. Everyone, drop a stinky in the chat. Stinkies
in the chat. Become a member. $3, you get that stinky emote.
Yeah, really. I never heard of that game, George, but I'll look into it just to see if it's fun.
I'm pretty sure it's free on Steam.
I still can't believe I got Rob into Fortnite. Of all the games I've pleaded with Rob.
It still baffles me that he is like into that.
Pick, though,
I know. One day he was just like, let's play Fortnite. And we were like, what?
What?
Why?
Nani?
So, you know, I don't like to toot my own horn, but I do have my gold-plated Peter Griffin skin.
That's
now.
That's insane. So the nice. Fact that Rob played season. More Fortnite than me this season actually blows my mind. I have all the weeklies done, and I'm still not beat on the pass. And I just like, I'm like, you know what? I don't have time for the rest of this. I got Peter Griffin and the Peter Copter. Honestly, that's all I need. Right. I love the Peter Copter. Like, it just laughs. I love it. 10 out of 10. Way to go, Fortnite. It was good to reminisce on
Bond. That was nice.
I like that.
Rob, I'm sorry. I mean, I know I excluded Warframe, but I feel like yours would just be Doom or something, but whatever.
I've got a few that I have some really fond memories of. Gears, can you stop having relations with your microphone, please? George, I'm trying to speak.
Call
down. Can you do that microphone hanky-panky on your own time? But anyway, I had a lot of fun with Gears 3. That has a lot of happy memories attached to it, and I played it like religiously to the point where I think I had, by the time I was done, I think I had almost all the Onyx medals for the Horde mode.
The online was so much fun for perfection. Gears 2. I like want that feeling again too.
Do you like chainsaw battles PvP? Do you like fighting hordes of enemies in like mech suits and everything? Play horde mode. You want to play the enemy and kill humans? Play beast mode.
Gratuitous grub on glowy violence in 3. It really couldn't get much better.
Honestly, 3 of them were 10 and 10 in my book.
Years 1, 2, and 3 are fucking amazing.
Right. I wish
that concept. If you got an Xbox, you were probably getting it for Gears of War. Let's be real, Halo probably, but.
Me and Derek have talked about us beating Gears of War 1 because it's only 2-player, and then all 4 of us play the Gears 2 and 3.
Yeah, I think we can do 2, 3, and 4, but then 5, someone gets gypped and has to play as Jack.
Robot. It's just so stupid.
I'll bite the bullet. I'll do it. I don't know about you and Rob, but speaking of online games, Derek, you played it. I know G-Phone has played it. The Last of Us. The multiplayer.
Oh my god!
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So good.
You lost me.
So good.
That was so good. And then when I found out that they were never bringing it back, I legitimately got upset.
Dude, the multiplayer, side multiplayer thing they were supposed to release, kills me that they are just never gonna release that thing. That multiplayer was a multiplayer banger.
That was really fun. But we have to have a happy memories section for this.
We're gonna have to do a tier list of old school multiplayer games, the 4 of us one day.
That makes me sad that these are considered old school at this point.
Oh, it's old school. Yeah,
we're old.
You know what? I think would be better than a tier list just because you're not. I have a feeling you guys aren't thinking older than I am. But I think we could top five segment.
Yeah,
Quake Champions is what, Quake you're going, yeah. Rob?
Not Quake Champions. No, I'm talking classic Quake, Unreal Tournament, friggin' Doom, of course.
Yeah.
Team Fortress Classic, old Counter-Strike Source.
Really were the best of
times. I think we should do a personal top 5 for something like that.
Number 5, Shower Through Dad Simmer 2016. Wow, this game, I'll do a video essay,
Wow,
this game was my first.
This game has brought so many memories, has unlocked so many memories. This game.
That's top 3.
A lot of trauma I forgot about for years.
Yeah, exactly. I totally forgot that we started this with Battlefield.
EA, Battlefield, make it great again. Go to Bad Company 3. That's what we want. Add a battle royale. It'll be cool. That's pretty much it for Battlefield.
I don't care about Battlefield at this point. I'm just talking about happy memories. Gears of War. So Snow says in the chat that 1 and 2 were capped at 3. I thought the remasters got unlocked frame rates, or at least at 60. I was under the impression they were at 60. Anyone know that? Anyone want to talk
the
about
the remaster? Well, yeah. There was only the first one got the remaster remake, whatever they called it, treatment. Right. 2 and 3 were only on 360, but I think they got Series X, Xbox One X upgrades, whatever that equates to. But I don't know. I don't know if that's 60 frames or not.
Okay, I guess I'll fill in the void while I drink.
I was waiting for someone else to take over.
That was a good topic. That was a really good topic. I think we could just let that coast in the comfortable silence, and we can just put on some ASMR music.
I want to get big enough so we can have the everyone chat. What are your favorite memories? We just talk about it consistently.
Right.
Yeah. That's the dream. Okay. Well. Memories in the back burner now. I have what could be the greatest article of all time right here. I'm super excited to talk about this. Game Scent. It's real. It's a device that's almost $200. It is a AI device that lets you smell game worlds while playing. I'm super excited about this because now I can finally smell the smelly Smash players online without actually being next to them like they are.
Right I like dream of that scent again from not going to tournaments for so long. It's just so good. It smells like home.
This device plugs into your HDMI and it just it basically reads the game you're playing and then produces a smell based on what's happening. So it includes 6 scents: gunfire, explosion, racing, clean air, whatever the fuck that means, storm.
In quotes.
Yeah, in quotes, storm and forest. Later to be later to be included are gamer BO, farts. let's see.
It does say later updates will include sports arena, okay. Blood, and fresh cut grass.
Can someone investigate
also,
them?
WAP, what is that? I don't know what that is.
What is WAP? What's the WAP smell? I would love that. First of all, I want to ask them, how did you smell of blood? Can someone investigate that? You know, like what's
scares me a little.
I have a serious question. Who, like, did no one speak up at this company and say how stupid this is?
The fact that it's $150 too.
No, it's $180. It's just on sale.
Oh, right. It's on sale for launch.
Right.
What's crazy is it's out now. You can literally buy it right now.
But I can't tell if these reviews are real. Mark says unbelievable. Very pleased with how this works. December 14th.
No, this Mark is a liar.
This is simply amazing. Played Elden Ring and watched the movie, and the sense were right on the money. Must have for gamers and movie watchers. Can't wait to watch a James Bond movie with car chases and stuff blowing up. Great. So what happens if I watch what is that? What is that Dave Chappelle movie? What is it called? Come on. Think. Dave Chappelle is like, it like flopped super hard, but it was all about like weed. Or actually, you know what? I'll just go with the easier one. Pineapple Express. You know, I'll just go with that one. You know, you just gonna smell weed. Is there like one for weed?
absolutely.
I like that the gamer scent comes complete with sixth sense to get you immersed into your gamer movies. Yeah, that right there feels fake to me. The product appears to be well made, and the scent smells real. I like how it was clean air scent. So when you're done, you can quote clean the air of your scents that have been deployed. I see that they have more scents coming out, which is awesome. I haven't had to replace my scents, but I'm not sure of the cost. I would want to know the cost of refilling these. Oh, Derek's okay. I'll put that away. I don't know how much it costs to actually put into this, like the canisters you need. Nathaniel Parker says Smell-O-Vision is here. This is the cool plain. This is the cool plain simple. That's why I messed that up. I played with it with my games and on COD campaigns. It really brings campaigns. Okay, this is a guy's a liar. It really brings in a different level, different feel to it. I wish Storm was more like walking outside smelling concrete, but it still gives a refreshing feeling. I love it. Did anyone else see George? He's just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
He's like, that was so stupid.
I wish Storm smelled like concrete.
I don't think a concrete in a storm. Rain,
like,
I think you're looking for what's it called? The curb stomp scent. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, future patch.
My wife loves the clean air, so house doesn't smell like a war zone. Smell-O-Vision is finally here. Can't wait to play this with other games. Dude, you want to clear the air? Light a candle. What?
Febreze?
Yeah, Febreze? I actually can't believe these are... Hold on. It has six reviews. There's six reviews and they're all 5 stars. That's a little...
This one says, I was playing Rapala 2024. I thought my wife's legs were open, but then I remembered the Smell-O-Vision coming from the TV. Also, Goons Games of Gear is the greatest podcast ever. Wow. Dude, what a review.
Dude, game scent review.
Also, for anybody who is super curious about this, if you are hesitant to buy it and happen to be attending PAX East, they will have a demo available for you to go.
I didn't see that, really?
Dude, what? Where?
Oh my god.
At PAX East.
Goons going PAX East? Rob, pack your bags. It's go time. Rob, we're about to smell things.
Get over here. When is PAX even supposed to be?
Next month.
Right now.
Dude, look. I'd be like, can you make a Rob scent so I like feel like he's here? Like, you know? Like, what does that smell like? A mixture of doom, a lot of sarcasm, a lot of yelling, if that has a smell, and a tint of brotherly love. That's how I describe Rob's smell. Also really fucking tall.
Yeah, you can't even qualify half of them. Yeah. The smell of Paul.
That's not. Look, I'm just saying. I'm not the one making the smells. I'm telling them what to make. I don't care how they do it. You
that's what I want to smell. They have to figure out what it means.
They figure out the rest. This is number 18 in Xbox X and S accessories on Amazon. I just want to clarify that.
I could see why. You know, honestly, I'm pretty sold on it.
Let's see here. It says
come over and test it.
It says here AI analysis audio is swiftly processed in the cloud. GameSense AI sifts through the sound, pinpointing key cues and events. Scent release in mere seconds. The chosen scent is released through the atomizer. Hey, whatever, syncing perfectly with on-screen events.
One of the comments on the article itself is, well, this is clearly going to be adapted for use in porn almost immediately.
Dude, yeah, that's what God. I'm thinking. Yeah.
Dude, that Overwatch stuff, that's going to just... Dude, this is going to bring a whole new level.
This smells like Tracer's cheeks after she zips and zooms.
Ironically, the next comment underneath that one was Tifa's armpits, and then it has a gif of what is his name, Scratch from Ice Age, just on the ground smelling.
Oh, dude, no joke. Okay, though,
day one purchase, let's go.
I would love to use this for what's it called, Wind Waker, like the smell of the sea and like the beach.
See, like that's cool. That's right, a good way to use it.
Yeah, beach scent, or like, you know, the hot coffee mod.
But why does this smell like the Italian Senate? It smells like a pizzeria in here. What the fuck?
Yeah, dude, gamer food smell. It's just like pizza, Mountain Dew. You just get like, dude, I can smell Baja Blast.
You remember that thing where people were just trying to stuff Mountain Dew into friggin' everything?
Yeah.
Like the Doritos fiasco.
What about the Baja Pie?
Oh my god.
They did like a Mountain Dew pie. You never saw that?
No.
Rob has to investigate. Way. Yeah, look at a Baja Blast pie.
No.
That was like one of the first search results that came up.
Dude, I'm telling you. All right, so just out of morbid curiosity, who here is going to buy me a game set? Just anyone?
I'm sorry, homie.
But I want to smell things. I want gamer smell. Come on.
He settled on a modified key lime pie. This literally looks like poisoned key lime pie.
I would not say this is worth $150.
That looks like someone just put Nickelodeon goop in a pie crust. I would not eat that.
I would say this is like $80, but Derek, what price did you put on this?
I just don't see that. It's just like a aromatherapy thing, right? They're like $50 at Walmart. Like,
does aroma smell like explosions? If I'm playing Fallout 3,
you could just get a sulfur rock, burn it, and then probably
throw a grenade and get the same scent.
If I'm playing Fallout 3 and I nuke Megaton,
and then probably get do I
smell
it?
Right. Do I smell the bodies and the? And like, oh my god!
What is that?
This is realistic game scent. Oh my god! You know, it's like you can smell corpses. What, really?
Why do you know that scent?
Where did they get that from? Entering rigor mortis and have just voided their bowels.
So, why?
All I was gonna say was, how much do each individual cartridge?
I don't
cost?
Know. Yeah, I can't find that.
It's not even listed. Like, you would think that on Amazon, right? Because you can buy it on Amazon if you really wanted to. It would say, normally it's like, oh, similar items, or people who have purchased this have also purchased blah, blah, blah. There is no cartridge that I can find.
GameSense storefront. Yeah, only on their store. That's really sus, because literally on their Amazon page, they only sell GameSense.
So if you like full on burn through these cartridges within the first month, 2 months, however long it takes you to do it, like if you're using it consistently, how do you get more? And how much do each cartridge cost? Because you're putting you're putting $180 price tag on it with it being on sale right now for $150. What are the cartridges like? you're going to tell me that each one is like $30 a piece. Definitely right. not worth, in my opinion.
I agree, but I still want it. So anyone willing to donate this, I would love to do an unboxing slash, but should you buy for it? I'd be like, wait, dream come true. I want to do like a blindfold test. And then Derek like plays something, but I'm just like,
it's Pokemon. It's Maze Butt.
I undo the blindfold. Oh my god, it was Maze. I was right. This is crazy. Okay, but Derek, what if we got sponsored to do this?
I'm just saying.
You know, it's like, you want to sponsor us? I'm willing to smell some stuff.
I'll sniff some stuff.
I'll sniff some stuff. This smells like League of Legends player. Oh my god.
My office already smells like that. It's fine.
Oh, dude, that's rough. Yeah.
I know.
Moving on. Okay. I think this is the last article, right?
Yeah.
Nintendo is suing. That's right. Suing with a E. There's no E in suing. Makers of open source Switch emulator Yuzu. Nintendo blames Yuzu for pirating copies of Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom being played early. Nintendo makes this, I think it's outlandish, but it could be true, claim that a million copies of Tears of the Kingdom were pirated 2 weeks earlier than its release date. That doesn't seem right
to me. I don't know. That seems like a really big number.
Right.
A million?
Yeah. But Nintendo says it's been downloaded more than 1 million times before Tears of the Kingdom's release date. excuse me. So they're suing Yuzu. It's not in this article. They also like I found it. It was in a different article, but they like screen capped this guy's Twitter, and it was like, oh man, I love using Yuzu to play Tears of the Kingdom, and I feel like some random person. I just thought that was funny, but that sucks. Apparently, some lawyers are saying like they have a really good shot at winning. And Switch Nintendo also says Yuzu earns the team $30,000 per month on its Patreon and more than 7,000 patrons. That's interesting. Is that a loophole? You know, because like you're not making money off the downloads directly. It's just people supporting your quote unquote company.
I feel like it's still the same. I don't
feel like that's good grounds to go off of, because I mean, what are you going to do about all the other emulators out there that have made it easy to play your games that you don't want to sell anymore?
Right, but this is a Switch emulator, so these games...
Give me.
Well, their whole thing is that basically they're saying that it's executing code that defeats Nintendo's security measures.
Right. Which
includes decryption using an illegally obtained copy of a prod key file. But if you have any sort of know-how, you can actually, and I mean, granted, actually that does kind of hold weight, because you do need a cracked Switch in order to be able to export those product key files.
So then they go after the cracked Switch, not the Yuzu.
Well, they did that Doug Bowser. Look how that turned out for him.
Yeah, he owes $10 million.
He may owe $10 million, but he paid $175 back while he was working in prison.
Oh, really? Wait, really?
Yeah. It's at the bottom of the article.
He paid $175.
He's been released from prison, but Bowser still owes Nintendo $10 million, and he's paid $175 so far.
Yeah, but he earned that in prison.
What?
In prison.
Like, yeah, you can get money in prison. It's just like pennies on the dollar. If I was Bowser, I would be like, Nintendo, how about you give me the Sakurai treatment by chaining me to a desk and force me to work on a game for basically the rest of my life?
I know. I hire this guy. He obviously is doing something right.
I don't know where everyone stands on this. I'm very conflicted because I don't understand. Like the people's patrons going towards the company itself, but how, like, in terms of like ROM hacks and stuff like that, it's really more about paying for the download of the product as to
I don't feel like they have a case, because sure, you can download the file, right? And you can actually have the emulator itself, but you still have to go out and get the components that allow you to use said product. So I don't feel like there's much. I personally don't feel like there's a case here, because I'm
God's strongest soldier as an advocate for emulation. I think it's very important to preserve things.
But this is a ROM hack, not an emulation, right?
No, the emulator itself is what the product is, and you need actual stuff to be able to use that emulator correctly.
Gotcha. Okay, so you're saying.
Yeah, because it does say
it doesn't give you ROMs or anything like that. You're just getting the emulator. You have nothing of what you could use to do this.
Yeah, if based on that logic, I would side with you, Rob, there, because they're just like...
It's just Nintendo flexing their dicks again.
Pretty much.
Go forth, my ninjas! Bring me the head of Yuzu!
Lawsuit going?
They haven't filed anything yet. They just kind of talked and then nothing happened.
They just have paramilitary death squadrons.
Yeah. Because I hadn't read an article that said that Nintendo was going to take action. But
no, they, it was like, it was more on the bounds of they're looking into it. And if they're thinking, like if they find significant evidence, they will. Hey, time will tell. They might still. But either way, Derek, what are your thoughts here about Nintendo and Yuzu and Rob being God?
I don't know. They're just going to go after like everybody. It just like seems to be a real trend for them lately, like more than usual. I feel like they always have their Nintendo ninjas taking people down. Right. But I don't know. This is like just like the trends now. All these emulators, they're not safe anymore. They really have to like. I don't know, figure out something to kind of go under. I'm with Rob, right? Like,
I love
if
Rob.
If Nintendo's not going to make these games like readily available, like by adding like eShop support or whatever, then who cares? Emulate the games. You're not making money on any of these games anyway. So yeah, it's why it doesn't matter.
$200 for a copy of Fire Emblem Path of Radiance when I could go out and find the friggin' ISO file myself.
Right, exactly. So
yeah, but don't you want to support, like, if you have the means to play, wouldn't you want to support the company because they made the game?
No, because the used game market is absolutely trashed right now by a bunch of neckbeards that seem to think it's friggin' cool drive up demand for retro game pricing.
Right, that's the problem too, is like the money, any of anything from literally pretty much the Wii back at this point, if you buy it, Nintendo's not seeing that money ever. They're all retro games. They're being sold on eBay and stuff to these neckbeards that like are reselling it for like $9 million over price. And it's like, well, why would I do that when I can just, you know, play for free? And with two clicks of a button.
Here's my thing. I'm not sure I'm a huge fan of using this kind of stuff to emulate games that are currently available and able to play easily.
Like, definitely not like brand new games. No, right. if you want a brand new game, go buy it for retail.
This with the Tears of the Kingdom. But if the company isn't going to provide a means to play your older titles and refuse to sell them in any way, shape, or form, then you shouldn't complain when other people make it possible. Like, and they're not even profiting from it. Although, again, in this case, they have like a Patreon. So, again, that's like a gray area, I guess. But, I don't know. Like, I think it is a problem that they were able to get the game out to people before it was even released. Like, Yuzu was able, but yeah, again, that's what I'm just realizing. It's like, you can't blame Yuzu. It's people that are just using Yuzu and get the game from, you know, from other source. So like, it's not going to stop the problem. Even if you sue Yuzu, someone else is just going to be like, all right, I'll do it. Like, you know, I feel like there's like the infinite Hydra head situation. It's like, if you take this down, I just believe people are going to come back with a new version, but.
They also like to do that to fan projects too. Because I remember what happened to AM2R. I remember what happened to that Metroid 2 remake.
Right. I don't know what AM2R is.
The game was already released. There was nothing they could do about it. So in the words of a YouTuber that I like to keep tabs on every so often, Wooly Versus, if you're up to something that's probably going to get you in trouble,
shut the fuck up about it.
Don't say anything until it's released, and then nobody can do anything about it after that.
Right. You watch all these guys, like, you know, I'm not going to like call them out to like get them in trouble or anything, but you know, they're playing like Mario 64 or like Mario World on like Nintendo consoles, and they're like, oh, look at my cartridge over here. I've just got to like reset my cartridge, and they're like hitting like the emulator button. Like, huh. Just be smart about it. I don't know.
It's people can't keep their mouth shut about cool things. You know what happens? Too many cooks in the kitchen. And one of them inevitably blabs, and then it gets, and a good thing just gets.
Look at, what was that big Pokemon ROM hack, Rob, like a couple years ago that came out?
Uranium or something?
Uranium?
Like that?
That was a banger ROM hack. And now it's literally like traded on like nothing because Nintendo takes it down every time it like tries to get to the surface again.
Why?
Because it was literally a new Pokemon game. Like this guy's passion project, he worked on it for like, what was it, Rob? Like 8 or 9 years or something like that.
It was a long time.
Longer than that. Yeah, maybe. But it was a whole new Pokemon game. He made a bunch of new Pokemon. He made these like uranium forms of other Pokemon and stuff like that. And Nintendo was like on the day of release too. I think it was out for like a day or two and Nintendo was like, nope, bye bye. Thanos snapped it away.
I don't think was it was a
game. Was it a free game?
It was like, yeah, it was a free crystal ROM hack. I'm pretty sure, right? Am I thinking of the same?
No, it looked like either Gen 3 or Gen 4. I can't remember.
So let me. What I don't understand though is that there are plenty of
different one.
Plenty of other Nintendo, like not Nintendo, but fan made Pokemon games that doesn't receive that treatment, like Radical Red and
I think it's called Trash Green, but there's
there's
or like Garbage Green.
There are multiple Pokemon YouTube channels that focus on these fan made games and stuff.
So like, why?
I'm not gonna call them out just because I mean, obviously they would probably already be on Nintendo's radar, but I don't want to put negative focus on somebody. But it's like, I don't understand why certain ones, you know,
it's just really draconian of them just say like, no, it's my property. You can't do anything with it.
That's just like always been Nintendo's mentality, is just like, you cannot touch my my properties or anything. Right.
Get off my property. What I don't understand is like I remember reading an article a while ago. They're like, for the most part, they're fine with Mario 64 ROM hacks as long as you don't sell it. For the most part, they're like whatever, do what you want. But then Pokemon, I guess they take down Pokemon Uranium, as you're saying.
Remember, the Pokemon Company is a small development team. Please understand.
Right, they're an indie developer. They need help. They're struggling to get a start, you know.
And if you guys didn't see, I linked another article. Nothing has come of it yet, but it was at the beginning of this month. The Pokemon, like, Nintendo did say that they will be taking action against Palworld.
Really?
They just haven't said what that's going to be yet. The Nintendo president has finally addressed the swirling mass of rumors, confirming that actions will be taken because infringe on our Nintendo intellectual property. So,
probably about it.
But it doesn't.
But okay. It doesn't.
Right. But,
like, guys, they make too much money. They got to do something with it, okay?
I guess part of the problem with Palworld too, you know what though, is it Nintendo, and maybe this is a hot take and maybe I am in the minority here, is it necessarily Nintendo themselves or is it the diehard rabid Pokemon fans that cannot comprehend the idea of a game being similar?
I think it's Nintendo only because Nintendo has oddly enough never given a flying fuck what their fans want. They don't care about fan service in the slight, except for Sakurai. They don't care about fan service. Now, whether, you know, it's like they do what they want. They throw you a billion different curveballs, but I just don't think they're going to listen to everyone saying, hey, you should sue Palworld because it's pretty similar. I think they're going to say, we're suing Palworld because we think it's similar, not because anyone else thinks it. I'm just saying, like, Nintendo's always never played by the same rules as everyone else. They are above us. We are just peons to them.
Right.
It never would have worked, but I would have loved to have seen like Riot or whoever created Dota just be like, hey, Pokemon Unite, nuh-uh, our turn.
No.
It was never going to happen because they're like, whatever, we don't care. But it's just wild, dude. Like, you're a fan, you have time, you have, in terms of like similar games, right? You have the time, you have the patience, you have the means of making a game that is similar, and you do it and you release it for free because you want to give people like an alternate experience. Right. And then this big company just goes, that's ours. You can't do that. And since you're not making money off of it, now you're going to pay us money. It's like, what?
Oh, LOL. You like our RP and want to, I'm sorry, IP, and you want to do something with it and not sell it. you moron. You stupid idiot. You're so stupid. Right. You want to make a fan game to show your appreciation for our game. Stop being stupid. And we're suing you. Like, thanks, Nintendo. I love you too. You know, it's like, it's Nintendo's that family member. You like, yeah, I love you. You do great things, but why you keep screwing me, man? Why?
Come on. Right. No, just like chill for 5 seconds. I don't get it.
I get it. I know Nintendo. Okay. I know them personally. So, and they're like, we're suing. And I'm like, why? It's like, because we can. Like, okay, Nintendo.
Okay.
Okay,
whatever Nintendo. You say, Daddy Nintendo.
When are you gonna finish Metroid Prime 4? Suing Pal World. Yes, that is our course of action.
Metroid Prime 4. Here's Paper Mario Thousand Year Door remake. What?
I mean, that's awesome, but why?
What do you mean?
What? Why? I don't understand. Thank you, but why?
Metroid Prime 4? No. Here's Luigi's Mansion 2 HD Remaster. What?
So you're not going to take down fan games? Oh, no, we're still doing that. Don't worry. Don't worry.
No. They're gone. They're gone. But also, here's Peach Showroom. What? Okay.
All right. Well, I mean, we only have like really one question, but we can get to the, like, bonus section.
Yeah, question time.
Let's see here. Where was the question, though? Okay. Marshall Turvey says, what is your guys' opinion on the new Pokemon Legends game coming out in 2025? There's another thing to look forward to besides GTA 6. A few notes. One, I'm not terribly excited for GTA 6. I mean, sure, like the campaign, but I'm not like diehard fan, conspiracy theory level. Like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening, blah, blah, blah. But me and Derek reacted to the Pokemon Presents trailer. You should totally watch it. And I assume George nor Rob have seen it, but basically, they announced a new Pokemon Legends game. It's called Z-A.
Oh, yeah, I saw that yesterday.
I cannot stand CGI trailers with zero gameplay. Right. It just pisses me off. So,
yeah, because we're in this day and age where they just say, hey, here's a game. It's nowhere near ready yet, but here's a game.
Right.
It's just like, dude, just show me gameplay. That's even a little bit. Not. I hate CGI trailers. It means nothing to me. It really, really does. So, but granted, Legends Arceus somehow was like one of the best Pokemon games ever made, which is so weird because it was so different. Right. It was a great experience. I beat it. I still need to get the shiny charm, and like, I'd love to do a shiny hunt stream with Legends because it's just like a fun way to shiny hunt. But this one is like you're rebuilding Lumino's City. And also,
yeah, so I guess they talked about it afterwards. They said the game takes place in only Lumino City in those different sections of the city that it like showed on the map there. It's supposed to be like an earlier time, obviously. So it's going to be like pre X and Y, obviously. I'm guessing because it has Z, it's something about Zygarde.
Right.
But I didn't know like Zygarde was this like older being. I don't know. I don't really know Zygarde's lore enough.
Well, so Exernius is the Pokemon of life. Exernius is the Pokemon of death. Zygarde is like the Earth Guardian to balance the two out. To say like it's he's like basically requires like it's like guys stop fighting.
Right.
Chill.
Don't kill. Chill. Don't create. Stop. Everyone stop.
Everyone's freaking out that it's like finally the Pokemon Z we all asked for, which, to be fair, that's basically what it is.
I would have loved a Pokemon Z.
Well, that's what everyone's saying this is Pokemon Z. Derek, I'm not sure we missed it, but I'm seeing articles that at some point they showed Mega Evolution in like the...
They didn't. I saw that. I like went back and rewatched it. I couldn't see it. If I'm wrong, someone in the comments let us know. But I didn't see it anywhere. But it does mean that Megas technically could come back because that was that generation. But at the same time, you won't have like the Mega bracelet and the Mega stones, but I'm sure they could find a way to do it like a prehistoric way.
We don't know how old this game is, but yeah, no, they totally could find a prehistoric way. But like, but this one Mega, it seems it was taken from the trailer. Like, it has the Mega Evolution symbol. So apparently at some point, I don't know. If I'm going,
I'm just happy Megas are back. That's all I wanted.
You know, if I could get that back, that's all I want. Anybody that wanted
Gen 5 remakes?
Yeah,
I
Black and White 3.
I do want online battling though. Even if they do like the Swift Strong style stuff, I still think that'd be fun. I'm not saying it needs to have like a competitive scene. I just like to have online battling. Also, I'd like to have a bigger roster. I want more Pokemon in this game. Like
compared to X and Y, yeah, absolutely.
Well, no, I'm sorry. I mean, like compared to the Legends, Arceus. I'm not even saying it's small. I'm just saying they should have a big.
Oh, just to have more. Yeah.
Just to have more.
I think. What?
No. Sorry.
Okay.
Apparently, to the starters are supposed to be different. It's not like. Froakie in them,
right? But yeah, so. Legends Arceus did that. So actually, I love that because then we got hit, you know, like Hisuian form, whatever. So like, if this is Lumino's forms, I would love to see new starter like redos. That was a great twist.
That was really cool. And then the biggest like rumor is that so they gave it a 2025 release date, and then there was like this big leak like literally a day before that. Oh, the Switch 2 is coming up 2025. So now people are like, launch title, hello, and it's like
simultaneously. Okay. I mean, I guess worldwide though. It's simultaneous.
Yeah, that was just like weird too. The simultaneously, like they never said that.
Apparently they did once, but it was like 11 years ago. But
for what though?
I think was it
a launch title for something?
I don't think so. But
damn,
it's just like why would you say that? You just say worldwide, so everyone, including myself, believes that simultaneous means like for both systems, quote unquote.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, new Legends game. I just don't screw it up. But I can't be. It's hard to be the hype for it when I don't know the gameplay.
Right, they didn't show anything about it, so like I'm excited for a new Legends game. I want gameplay though.
Right. Let's see here. Snow asks, I'd like to know Rob's and George's stance on Ubisoft lying to us about Skull and Bones breaking records and what this all means. Do you think they can lie to make their games sound better?
Rob, George?
Yeah, I mean, is that I feel like at this point, right, it's almost the Ubisoft way. Like, you have to lie about your game to get people interested in it.
That's such a shit premise, though. Like, do you really have to, like, lie to people in order to sell your game? Is that what, like, you can't just put faith in your development team to deliver a good quality product instead of forcing unfair conditions on them that ultimately result in a flawed product?
Yes.
That being said, though, there is an IGN article, and I think it's hilarious. Just the title of the article, and it is relevant. Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag players rise 200% upon Skull and Bones' release. Mm. So I guess the release of like the early access or the beta or whatever that they did, everybody went back to Black Flag instead.
Well, it's like it went from 400 player to like 2000, which I mean, still like barely anything, but still something is. But because everyone's like, people were like, hey. I want to mention this too. We did a reacting trailer earlier today, but Ubisoft also said that Skull and Bones has like record breaking numbers for player engagement, but they won't say the numbers.
But I don't understand. I think that's what Snow is talking about, is that like what we think about the fact that they are saying these types of things and not actually putting up numbers to back it, you know?
Right. I know Rob got like, I think we got Rob the premium gold edition. Rob, how's Skull and Bones been treating you?
How's your pirate life going?
No comment.
Wow, that says that speaks volumes. Speaks volumes.
You know, it's a quadruple A game. I mean, he's got to keep it under wraps. You have to experience it for yourself.
Right.
You know, as soon as these companies start making these egregious ass claims, you know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, it's going to be a stinker.
Dude, I set sail on my dead Dondas. It's my favorite ship. It's a haunted ship full of dead mates, but it's the dead Dondas, and it sails the seven seas looking for booty, the plunder. Booty, I say. I mean, that's really all the questions that I saw. We can call it there. I think I forgot to add. No, there's an actual button there. So let me hold on. I'm just gonna scroll right here. All right, there we go, guys. That's the show. That's Goons, Games, and Gear. I've been your host. We've been your host. That's right. I want to take all the credit.
Wow.
Derek, George, and Rob, we're your hosts. Thanks for watching. Like, comment, subscribe. Become a member today. It's only
$3. It's $3, guys. What is your problem? You can't get anything for $3 anymore. Gum? That's like $9. All right. A cup of coffee? $20 at Dunkin' Donuts. I bought one today. It was terrible.
Dude, you get emotes. You get perky early videos. I accidentally opened my scab and I'm bleeding a little. I'm dying. Anyway, you'll get exclusive Discord role, but you know what, guys? We'll see you next time. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Community Night Friday, join!
Oh, yeah, that too.